Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. At that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned into the depths of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin. For it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen, even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Dana Naring from Faith Lutheran Church in Punta Gorda, Florida.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, today I'd like to talk with you about sheep, and I need your help. Please take a moment to picture, if you will, what a little lamb looks like. Look carefully. Maybe it's surrounded by other sheep. What does its coat look like? Can you hear the sound it is making? Do you have that little lamb in your mind? Well, good. Now, maybe you've remembered an image from your youth, a cute, cuddly, pure white little lamb, somewhere in a pasture, baa-baaing softly, maybe pictured with David, the shepherd boy. Or maybe, like myself, you've even thought of a vacation Bible school craft project, with the outline of a lamb on some paper, and with you gluing fluffy white cotton balls onto the page, which later would be proudly displayed by your parents on your refrigerator. You know, it wasn't until several years ago that my fluffy white image of a lamb was shattered. For while I was serving as a student pastor, a vicar in Spirit Lake, Iowa, I had my first up-close and personal meeting with some sheep. And let me tell you, they were not white. Instead, I discovered that they are gray and dingy, actually downright dirty. Their coat is coarse, not fluffy, and, well, They smell pretty bad. In our text from Matthew chapter 18 today, Jesus speaks of a man who has 100 sheep. He goes on to say, one of them has gone astray. Does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? We, dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, are God's sheep. We like to think of ourselves as pretty good people, fluffy and pure, as it were. But a careful look in the mirror, in the light of God's word, as it were, in Romans 3:23, reveals that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And as such, we deserve God's wrath and eternal punishment. Our lives are filled with temptation to sin. Our society seems to encourage it through social media posts and various television programs. We're often encouraged by society to engage people with unkind words, ignoring God's command in Matthew 22 to love your neighbor as yourself. We gossip and talk behind the backs of others, breaking the eighth commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, and then excuse our behavior because we think that person deserves it, or convincing ourselves that we just cannot stop gossip. And that logic, of course, comes straight from the urging and temptation of Satan himself. If that weren't enough, then, we withhold forgiveness when others sin against us and create excuses about not forgiving to make us feel better. But it's still sin. And all of these have eternal consequences, for our sin separates us from God. As the prophet Isaiah reminds us, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. You see, but at the right time, just at the right time, Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, took our sins to the cross, died there to pay the penalty for our sins, and then rose victoriously, conquering sin, death, and the grave for the entire world, even for you and for me, promising that all who believe in Jesus will inherit eternal life. And we find comfort through the words we hear in Holy Absolution each Lord's Day. Your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus seeks and saves those who are lost. And from this we feel the weight of sin lifted from us. Our Good Shepherd renews, restores, and rescues us, making us a new creation. Then our Good Shepherd returns us to his fold to live lives in thanksgiving and praise toward him, and through the Holy Spirit gives us strength and direction to support and encourage our neighbor and even forgive them as we also have been forgiven. As the psalmist says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Dana Naring from Faith Lutheran Church in Punta Gorda, Florida, for today's meditation on God's Word.